This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that Russian forces carried out aerial attacks on multiple cities overnight, killing at least two people. Ukraine's military described the Russian action as a massive missile attack on the civilian infrastructure of a number of regions. Kyiv's mayor said seven people were injured and several buildings were damaged. Russia said Thursday it destroyed 22 Ukrainian areas, destroyed Ukrainian drones, including the annexed Crimean Peninsula and nearby Black Sea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet U.S. leaders Thursday in Washington as he seeks more support for his country's fight against a Russian invasion. Zelensky is expected to meet with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and have talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon before an afternoon meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling reporters on Wednesday that the funding, which includes more than $20 billion for defense, would have a significant impact on Ukraine's fighting in the coming months. Additional support for Ukraine has met resistance from some Republican lawmakers. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on an 83-11 vote months after President Biden nominated him for the post comes as Democrats at this try to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator